hour, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Same phone number for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour and grab bag later on this hour as well. Plus, Mike Vrabel scheduled to speak in the next 5 minutes or so. You'll hear it live here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get his breakdown on Pats and Chargers, maybe who will be available for the game this weekend, or at least some ideas as to who's going to practice today. Usually Vrabel's pretty forthcoming with that stuff. Yep. So a reason to stick around. You'll hear that live coming up shortly. Let's go to the phones, though. Pat's in Rhode Island waiting patiently. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi, I was just calling in regard to the Jacksonville-Buffalo game and how I think Jacksonville is going to give them a lot of problems. The number one against the rush this year on yards per game. And if they can stop, well, I think Buffalo, besides Allen being their best player, and Cook, it's going to give Josh Allen all the pressure to have to throw the ball to really nobody. And Jacksonville made a move this year that Buffalo should have and gotten Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the Pats should have made that move, Pat. But your subject line says Pats would beat the Bills in the playoffs. But you think Jacksonville's going to knock him out, so that's irrelevant, I guess.
I think, yeah. Now, my call was for the Jacksonville. I think Josh Allen for Jacksonville is going to end the game with a sack against Josh Allen. And then I think I can hear that on TV.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's Josh Allen on Josh Allen crime.
Hasn't that happened in a game
it
before?
It has. Josh Allen has sacked Josh Allen.
Yeah, that happened. No, but it like ended a game to his
it
point.
May have
I think it did a year or two ago.
Who's the better Josh Allen?
Who do you have in that game?
The other Josh Allen's good Josh Allen.
He is. The other Josh Allen had to change his name because he sounded too much like Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Hines Allen? Allen Hines.
Hines Allen? Yeah, one of Hines Allen.
Bill Kroski Merritt. Oh, that's a great game, honestly. And I think I don't give the Jaguars enough credit. I haven't all season long. I'm picking the Bills, but I could definitely see that getting thrown on my face.
Yeah, no, look, that's one where I might look back and be like, wow, I definitely didn't take Jacksonville seriously. I'm going Buffalo in that
they
game.
They do, like... They've been playing really well.
Patriots fans should be rooting for Jacksonville.
Well, they are a cat in the grass.
Hang on. Should Patriots fans be rooting for Buffalo or Jacksonville?
They should be rooting for Buffalo.
Because that gives you the winner of Pittsburgh Buffalo, Denver. And Houston. And
then Buffalo goes to Denver. Let them cancel each other out. Yeah, then you get Houston or Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but
do you
want Josh Allen here in an AFC title game or do you want to go to Denver?
Well, before we get that far ahead, would you rather face Houston, Pittsburgh winner, or Jacksonville, especially if it's Pittsburgh,
and if Jacksonville has knocked off Buffalo, I'll probably be much more fearful of them. Yeah, you're right. You're rooting for Buffalo.
Yeah, let Buffalo knock out Jacksonville and Denver. Then you can host the Bills here. I know you would host everybody here other than Denver.
Well,
but
I guess the real point is you can have Josh Allen win one game, and even if you don't want to face him in the AFC title game, then root for Denver next week. You're right. Patriots fans should be rooting for Buffalo. That's
I honestly think it's a win-win. Like, and we talked about this on Monday when this is like the best possible based on the teams that made the playoffs, this is the best you could ask for.
Honestly, you want home field advantage and you want the bye week,
yeah.
But you might have been sitting there on divisional weekend with a tougher matchup. Because, I mean, you'd get the free pass into the second round, but you might be sitting there with a tougher matchup because of the great draw that you have now.
Jaguars are home dogs, and we know that home dogs often bark the loudest.
This is true.
They are only 1.5-point dogs, though, so it's a really close race.
Shouldn't you bet them then?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, no. This is what's... Yeah, well, no. He's talking
about... I do bet home dogs.
No, he's talking about...
one-point home dogs.
Yeah, he's talking about who's our caller.
Yeah, but that got proven wrong. That happened the...
What was his name? What he had like the whole system. He's like, anytime you're a 1.5-point
home.
No. Road.
This is confusing.
Yeah, I forget it now. Nick, I totally remember
the formula.
I spent 2 weeks not thinking about it while we were on break, so I don't recall. But I know what Nick is referencing at least.
Yeah, but then there was specifically an example where it backfired. It was like one of the Christmas games or one of the Thanksgiving games.
Really fast.
Like,
yeah. Really fast. Well, that's probably why we haven't heard from that gentleman.
Correct.
He was really taking victory laps for like a few days in a row.
He was. Yeah. He called it because it, like, it hit once and then it even hit basketball. He's like, see? Like, it applies to basketball?
To other sports. I forgot about that. Okay, while we await Mike Vrabel, how about Matt in Rhode Island? What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys, you guys were talking about the Baltimore job before, and obviously he had a terrible year, but what about Bill Belichick heading there? He loved Lamar. He wanted him in New England.
Yeah, you had a good conspiracy theory texted into you.
Keith. Well, then he could also be like, see, I wanted Lamar all the time. Robert Kraft said we couldn't have Lamar. Then you could keep that beef going.
Yeah, my.
I don't think any NFL team is going to hire Bill Belichick.
No, me either.
I don't think any team is going to interview Bill Belichick.
Bill would run to take the Titans job. So, of course, he'd take Baltimore.
He wanted Atlanta.
Is Baltimore going to offer him it? No. God, no. They have standards and pride. They're not going to do that. You know?
Do you think anybody interviews him? Because Josina Anderson a while ago is like, teams want him. No. Teams are interested in
my
him.
My answer is no, because Bill's not. Bill looks worse if he takes an interview and doesn't get the job.
Correct. He can't have what happened before. So he would only take an interview if he was guaranteed to get it. Like a sham interview when they're like, Bill, it's your job.
And he looks like crap to every recruit and everybody else. Like, Bill will not interview. Bill will just take a job if it's offered to him.
He had like 8 statements that he had put out during the season, but wasn't one of them like how committed they are to North Carolina?
I think he just said it. No, it wasn't a statement. I think he just said it to Jim Gray in that SiriusXM interview. He's like, yeah, nothing's changed.
Like, we're the 33rd NFL team.
Yeah, nothing's changed. I'm still committed to North Carolina.
And
I'm
like, a bowl game.
I'm like, no, nothing has changed. Yeah. I don't believe the commitment to North Carolina part.
We missed out on the Tax Slayer Bowl. We couldn't get there.
The 33rd team, you know what's better than the 33rd team, Keith?
34th?
That number 32 team.
Oh, yeah.
In Tennessee.
Yeah, and they are pretty bad.
He would beg for that. He probably is begging for that job. But
true.
He's not going to get it. So, no. But it would be interesting if he went to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
You had this conspiracy texted into you.
Yes.
It would be like full circle going back to Baltimore.
Right, because he helped set up that Super Bowl team, we were led to believe.
He basically drafted Ray Lewis.
He wasn't there for that, but that was...
No, I said basically. Basically, he
wasn't physically there.
So he could go there for that.
He could always
claim all along that he liked Lamar, although the way I've heard it is it was Josh McDaniels who liked Lamar, and Bill overruled him, is the way I've heard that. So I don't think Bill was actually a Lamar fan.
No, probably.
That's the way I've heard that story.
Did have 2 cracks at it.
He did.
When Sonny Michel, Isaiah Wynn.
I see some eyes darting around. Do we have Rabel?
Yeah, I think he's getting set to...
About ready? Okay. You let me know when it's good to go.
I'm sitting through the AI ad. Hold on.
That's fine. But no, Baltimore will not offer him the job. That'd be tremendous theater for us if they did, but they won't.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's going to happen. But, I'm curious where they go. Like, what direction do they go in?
You just went through all the favorites. The favorites are like Shula's kid.
There are some weird names.
Yeah. Okay, we can get back to that. I think we have Vrabel at the boat. Okay, that's head coach Mike Vrabel.
All right.
Leading up to Patriots and Chargers. Anything jump out there? Some of that last stuff on Herbert.
One of the best quarterbacks in the league?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you always want to kind of talk up your opponent. It makes no sense to talk down to your opponent. But we were just going through it before, and Herbert's a hard guy to kind of rank amongst other quarterbacks. Like, he has definitely shown it. It feels like he threw the ball more early in his career, right? He would chuck it all over the place. It's his 3rd playoff appearance in 6 seasons. He's been bad in the 2 playoff games, but he still can do everything. He mentioned the arm talent, the ability to run. Like, he is that, but that was good. He also had a pretty funny anecdote about Derwin James when he coached him in the Pro Bowl. It was pretty funny.
What did he say? His mom was getting married something
like that?
Yeah,
he's like, hey, coach, like, I'm going to have to miss this thing. He's like, there are no rules. It's the Pro Bowl. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, don't care. Don't really even have to play in it
if you
don't want to. Yeah. I liked his answer when he was asked about, it wasn't the urgency necessarily, but like sort of, hey, the expectations of this playoff game. He's like, well, we're happy and we're excited, but we're not just happy to get here. There's no consolation prize once you're in the postseason. That's one of the things we've been talking about, like, is it a success? Is it a failure? How disappointed would you be if they drop this game? Do they need to win it to justify it? I think you heard some of that there from Vrabel. So we can react more with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoon. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab bag.
Certainly is time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI grab bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Boston Celtics in action tonight, 7:00, a little earlier than normal, Jones.
Oh, man.
7:00 tilt tonight against the Denver Nuggets. No Jokic, no Josh Minot. So that feels like an even trade.
Yeah,
feels
good, like an even that's a wash. Wash the two of them out.
So now you cancel those fellas out. Where is this going to go? But the Celtics have been on a roll. They're the 2 seed currently in the Eastern Conference. And without Jokic, Celtics are 9.5-point favorites at home.
It's no Jokic. I wonder how much of like Gordon and Murray and all those guys are going to play. They were all questionable last I saw. I don't know if they've been upgraded today.
He is probably Jamal Murray anyway is probable.
Okay, got it.
So you might get Jamal Murray, but
Gordon hasn't been playing. Yeah, like they've been out. But the Celtics without Jokic, they should win that game easily, especially the way they're playing.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
Grab back.
I want you, I need you, oh God.
Grab back.
These beautiful things that I've got. Oh.
Over unders for Major League Baseball team win totals for the upcoming season.
Oh, hell yeah.
Out. Now, there is still some work to be done, hopefully, for the Red Sox.
Yeah, the Cubs are working on stuff right now.
They're cooking some stuff up right now. Teams are not done. There are free agents still available, including Dork Podcast guest tonight, Lucas Giolito.
Available.
He's out there.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll tell us how he feels about Marty Supreme and where he's signing.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah.
Double.
Like I'm going 4.5 out of 6, and I'm going back to the Angels. Like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be good. That'd be breaking news. But Red Sox over-under for the season is 87.5.
That's high. You asked me this off
it's
the air.
It's a high number.
I guess just because Bregman's not in the fold yet. Like, that number sounds about right with Bregman.
Yes.
Yeah. I guessed 84.5, not knowing the answer. And like, maybe some of that 87 has Bregman baked in, and they'll lower it if he signs elsewhere. Yeah. But that... That
it
feels
was a couple games lower a year ago.
That feels high if we're talking about just the present roster. I'm surprised it's that high.
Yeah, would you go under if they do nothing
if I
else?
Had, if they do nothing else and I had to bet it, I would bet the under on that.
They're also, you can bet just simply yes or no if they make the playoffs, and a yes bet is minus 175.
Well, at 87.5, that makes sense. But again, I would take the plus money on the no based on they don't have Bregman yet. With
they
Bregman,
do
all,
not have Bregman,
I would bet over 87.5, and I would bet they're the postseason team without him. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Congratulations to Patriots running back Ramondre Stevenson as he was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
The B-writers love him. They're all like,
Ramondre?
What does it say about Ramondre that he's
says
turned it around? I'm still nervous he's going to fumble on Sunday.
He might.
I'm still nervous about that, especially now that everybody's back to like, what a story. Look at Vrabel. Like, now I'm getting like extra nervous. He's got a big, giant gag of a fumble in him.
More likely to turn the ball over, Drake May or Ramondre Stevenson?
I would say May for that.
Still May, right? Yeah. He has the ball way more.
He just touches it so much. Yeah, I mean, Ramondre, Offensive Player of the Week, he had like 7 carries.
But he just kept scoring. Yeah, the only thing that stopped him was the end
but
zone.
I'm saying, my point is there's not anywhere near as much volume, which is why I would answer May. Yeah.
Baby, if you ever wonder... Wonder whatever became of me. I'm living on the air on WEEI. Jones and Keith in today's grab bag.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson, fresh off an absolute whooping at the hands of the Hoosiers, going pro. He's declaring for the NFL draft.
Yeah, I've soured on him.
I don't really like Ty Simpson.
In like late October, beginning of November, I'm like, I got my eyes on this guy.
Yeah, no.
I started shutting my eyes watching him after the SEC title game against Georgia, and this wasn't much better last time out.
He's got another year of eligibility.
Yeah, what's he doing?
I don't know, especially in this current climate, Jones, as they say. Mm-hmm. Like, watching Quinn Ewers play the other last weekend, I was thinking the same thing. Like, you were a 7th-round pick. You could have made, like, $10 million to go anywhere. Anybody would have taken Quinn Ewers. Carson Beck had all that money in Miami. Yeah. Ewers is better than him.
Could have taken a bunch of money to go be Van Wilder in college for another year.
Ewers was offered $6 million from Bama and turned it down to go to the draft.
Yeah, so they wanted Ewers more than they wanted Simpson. Ewers ended up being a 7th-round pick. And I think he's okay.
Do you think there's anything to... It is not regarded as a great quarterback class. I don't know anything about next year's class, so
this
I might
class
as well come out now.
He'll be drafted in this class. He won't be drafted in the next
class.
This is
what I'm saying. So, right. So I don't even know the next class, but I know this one's
it's
pretty
like
poor.
Arch Manning. It's all those guys.
Yeah, so maybe he's I'm going to try to time it out.
I can't imagine having $10 million in college and being the best player on the team there. I would probably do that.
Right, but then what if you go back to college and you're undrafted next year?
So where do you get drafted this year? It doesn't mean you're going to make the league.
No.
If you're that, if you are what you are,
but
this is what happened with Matt Barkley. He stayed and then fell to the
This is not what happened to Matt Barkley. Matt Barkley didn't make $10 million, at least legally.
Getting paid. Come on now.
Well, no, but you know what I mean. He wasn't like legally getting paid $10 million
Yeah.
And could just like go wherever he wants. I think these college quarterbacks are insane to like leave early and get drafted so late. Now, if you get I'm not saying Ty Simpson's the seventh rounder. He probably won't be.
He might be the third quarterback off the board.
He might be like a second or third rounder because it's a bad QB class.
It's a little bit different, but he'll probably make more money next year at whatever school, like LSU.
Oh, then he would in the NFL for 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if he makes all that money this year and then he goes undrafted? Then that's all the money you're making.
And then I don't know. I mean, some of these guys should definitely stay. You're right. I guess it depends on how high you get picked, but then there's no guarantee you stick in the league that long.
No. All right.
The best part of Jones and Keefe is Grab Bag at 1:30.
Simple. I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Happy birthday to Chuck.
Oh!
Listener Chuck, we have it on good authority that it is his birthday. We met him at the live show down in Rhode Island.
Yeah,
he texts into the show. He calls into the show.
Text number now, it's not a 603.
No, it's not. So maybe you get duped.
Hey, it's Chuck's wife in New Hampshire here. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday to Chuck in New Hampshire.
Happy birthday to Chuck in New Hampshire.
Happy B-Day, guy.
Pretty easy.
I wish we knew that when he called.
Yeah, well, we did. We didn't. She texted
earlier.
Yeah, she texted after. What do you want?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's not on us.
I wish we knew.
Everybody's birth certificate in front of me.
Grab bag.
Hey, Jones, are you familiar with Liberty running back Evan Dickens, who was third in the nation in rushing yards per game last year?
No.
Well, you should be because he's going to Boston College.
Oh!
Yeah!
They lost,
yeah, buddy!
They lost the back to Indiana. Turbo Richard? I think he went in the transfer.
Wow.
I think he went in the transfer. That's a sweet name.
Turbo Richard.
What's this guy's name?
That guy.
What's this guy's name?
Evan Dickens?
Yeah.
This is Turbo Richard.
Turbo Richard. Yeah.
That's a great name.
Yeah, he's going to Indiana. He's going to be
kind of intimidating.
He's going to be way better there, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Well, I would say a Turbo.
Very intimidating.
Yeah, Matt Khalil knows something about that.
Well.
I would say. Well.
Allegedly. I said too much. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, you're grab bag. Yeah, you're grab bag. Yeah, you're grab bag. Ooh, you grab bag. Ooh, you grab bag. Ooh, you grab bag.
Looks like the Chicago Cubs are working on a deal to bring in Edward Cabrera, the pitcher from the Marlins, 8-7 last year, 3.53 ERA and 26 starts.
This is a guy I wanted a lot last year at the deadline. Yeah. He didn't move. But like more than Alcantara and guys like that, this is a guy I wanted a lot last year, cost-controlled pitcher. I think there's better potential names to move on the trade market. This doesn't bother me that much.
Yeah.
You know, like if you could get Reagans or a name like that, I would aim higher than him, honestly. Yeah. If you're the Red Sox, their pitching's good enough.
Grabbing bags.
I'm on the radio.
Wow, that's a good one. I don't think I've heard that one.
What is that?
That's System of a Down.
An hour ago.
System of a Down?
Yeah, System of a Down.
I saw you were tweeting out System of a Down songs.
Oh, yeah. So Van Lathan, who works for The Ringer, he has like a bunch of podcasts
and stuff.
Yeah, so Van Lathan tweeted out, and I don't know if this was maybe a trap. Maybe this was just to see what the responses would be, like who would respond to it.
Yeah.
But his question was, what's the best System of a Down song? Yeah, that's all he said.
Now, I noticed you didn't answer with one song.
No,
You gave like five. You didn't really follow the rules.
Nope.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I did five. I went with BYOB, Chop Suey, Sugar, Needles, and Hypnotize.
So is BYOB, is that like power rankings or were you start going alphabetical there? I got to remember them all now.
That could be a power ranking. I just gave him five choices.
Yeah.
People did respond to that too and they were like, hey, this is a good list, buddy. I'm like, thanks.
Great.
Hey, that's real good. He's like, I would add Aerials.
At Croc, was it a good list?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I didn't put Spiders on there, which I also liked. That was controversial that I left that one off. Speaking of controversy, Jones.
Oh, good.
So remember during Grab Bag, I told you that Karen Reed's attorney, Alan Jackson, who's been on the station before on Greg's show, he was going to represent Nick Reiner in that case. Update to that story, he's not.
Oh.
He has withdrawn.
Probably a good move.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, that was
a mess.
It's all about the payday. I get it. But
yeah, but yeah, he went in there and he's like, that was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take this job. No, I won't. He's now out.
Yeah.
All right, Jones, has Bob Ryan tweeted?
Everybody's
favorite Bob Ryan, legendary writer for the Boston Globe.
I'm sure he has.
Yeah, he has. And usually when he tweets, he just responds to AI bots and parody accounts and things
like that. Yeah, I test.
So here's one. Only the sharpest minds can find the three mistakes.
Oh.
So pull that. Yeah. Hang see on. If you're oh, yeah, one of the wait, sharpest wait, minds.
Let me pull that up.
So crap. He's responding to an account called Commentary Elon Musk Updates.
Yeah, okay. Sharp. What do I got to spot? The three mistakes.
Yeah, only the sharpest minds can find the three mistakes. So it's a...
Oh, I see the 41. That's got
to
be one.
It's 71, and it's like rows of numbers. All the numbers appear to be 71, or are they?
I only spot one so far. Oh, 11?
Okay, see you see them. 11, yeah. You see a 41, because Bob already responded to this.
Wait, I haven't seen his response. I only see two.
Well... Bob
oh,
wrote,
and 77. I'm sorry. Yep.
You see all three?
Yeah. Yeah. 77's in the bottom left. Okay. Yep. I see it.
Bob wrote, actually, it's pretty damn easy.
Yeah.
So wasn't having that.
Took me a good 30 seconds, yeah. But I got there. Yeah. Not the first time I've said that.
Somebody else also tweeted a picture.
Actually, it is.
Somebody tweeted out a picture of the 1986 Celtics starting lineup and said, who are they? Say their names without looking up the answers.
Okay. Can I do this?
So obviously, Bob had it. Well, of course you can do this.
Yeah, I can do it.
Kid me?
Yeah, I got it.
So he's just responding to a bunch of people. Somebody else also said, I feel like Tim Duncan was McHale-esque. To which Bob responded, both 4-5 combo guys, but very different styles.
Mm.
So he weighed in on that as well.
I feel like Duncan's way better.
Somebody tweeted out a list of 8 old pitchers. It says, one pitching staff for the entirety of their career, top row or bottom row. The top row was Koufax, Gibson, Marischal, and Drysdale.
Okay.
Bottom row was Seaver, Jim Palmer, Carlton, and Ryan.
The Koufax one. Ryan's awesome, but the Koufax
Nolan one, Ryan, not Joe Ryan.
Yeah, right. Right.
He wanted Sandy Koufax and Juan Marichal.
Yeah, he's got that right. He got it, yeah.
Here's another eye test. If you're out there, we should move on. We should probably move on. There's another
eye
test.
Wait, I'm on the eye test one. Wait,
he's trying to prove a point.
Is it Commentary Elon Musk again?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is Commentary Elon. No, this is a different one. This
Simone
is
Commentary. Lisa.
Yes.
I'm bringing grab bag. Yeah. Jones and Keith. Don't know how to add.
Yeah. Oh man. That's pretty good. Yeah, it's just a lie. The correct answer wins $10,000. So he tried to get it in on that. I don't know if he had a chance to win it.
Hey, I got it.
All right, let's go to the best NBA performer from last night. Was it Trey Murphy III, 42 points, 5 rebounds?
Probably.
LeBron James, 38-8. Was it Alex Saar, 23-7, Cam Spencer, 21-8-8, or Darius Garland, 29-6?
Oh, New Orleans lost, huh?
Let's go Garland.
Darius Garland!
Yeah, sure.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, we have ourselves a right-handed starting pitcher who pitched for the Orioles, Royals, Indians, Rockies, Nationals. 5 teams, 13 seasons, although he had a few false starts there with Cleveland. He pitched a little bit in
0-4, 0-5, 0-6. 0-4, 0-5, 0-6.
Came into his own, became a man in 0-7, hung up the spikes after the 2017 season.
All right. So where did he get traded to from Cleveland?
Let's see. He got selected off waivers by the Orioles from the Indians.
Okay, so I had a theory.
He was then traded by the Orioles to the Rockies, traded by the Rockies to the Royals.
Huh.
He never was an all-star.
Jarrett Wright?
No.
Ooh, good one.
He did lead the league in losses twice. So he'd get the ball and go.
Yep. You said never an all-star? Never an all-star.
No, okay.
No, 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 no. Where was his best season?
His best season was probably with Baltimore.
Okay.
Actually, he had a couple years of a sub-4 ERA with Baltimore.
Oh. No, maybe not. Ubaldo Jimenez? No.
It's not Ubaldo Jimenez. No.
Dang.
He did not have a nickname, Bill, at least to the best of my knowledge.
Actually. Didn't he win a Cy Young?
He... What?
Ubaldo win a Cy
Young? Oh.
I was like, this guy didn't win a Cy Young.
Yeah, sorry. I thought the same thing as him.
Ubaldo won a Cy Young?
I don't know about that. That's too strong.
Now you're losing
the thread.
I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. Sorry. Back to focusing.
He went to BYU and Stanford. He was represented by CAA Sports.
One of the Chris Youngs?
No. It's not one of the Chris Youngs.
Ubaldo never a Cy Young, one-time All-Star.
Oh, there you go.
All right, thanks. First round pick.
I know we're running late, so I'm gonna quit early and pull the ripcord here.
Top one has it.
Jeremy Guthrie?
He got it.
The Red Sox win.
That's it. Jeremy Guthrie.
Oh, we had him before? Text line had it a while
probably.
ago.
Have we had Jeremy Guthrie before?
That doesn't sound familiar.
No. He's fresh. He's a new guy.
New guy. Okay. Random ball player each and every day. Besides tomorrow, we do random football player on Thursday. Well, do we still do that without Thursday Night Football?
No.
All right. It's a random ball player tomorrow, every day, here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned for that, and stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We'll check in with them and get you the clip du jour next.
All right. Back here on Jones and Keith. Time now for the clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. Wow. What's the clip du jour again?
So glad you asked. It is the clip of the day, and of course it was a Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather have a lot of pet fish or a lot of pet birds?
I know what. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I look in the dock.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I hear it from the first time
so
from
a
Billy.
A little peek behind the curtain. I write all these.
Sometimes I hear it from Billy for the first time.
Yeah.
And I go, I wonder
where it from?
Yeah, where did this come from?
I mean, my mind wanders.
It shouldn't matter. I just wonder.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not sure. Because sometimes I try to tie him into like a Kiefer Madness story. Right. So we had a Kiefer Madness story about a monkey, but we already had a pet monkey story. Maybe that's what it was. I was going to ask about having a pet monkey, but we already did that.
Like, that's been done.
Well, that's been done. So then I was thinking about pets.
Would I rather have a pet fish?
Lot of pet fish or a lot of pet birds.
Finally, would you rather a bagel with butter or cream cheese?
Again.
I don't know.
This is just Keith sitting at home
for
2 weeks.
Breakfast.
Yeah. This is Keith. Up at the kitchen table?
Yeah, no, I was asking my wife, hey, you got any good would you rathers? She's like, yeah, bagel, butter, or cream cheese. So that's how we landed on that, which we both said cream cheese. We also both said a lot of fish. A
lot of agreeing today after a very contentious start.
The first one was a real slugfest. Jones would still rather the Pats play Saturday night than Sunday night.
So would everybody who has to work on Monday mornings. Yeah, anybody.
Wild.
We didn't work. We didn't work Monday morning. We didn't show up till 10. Jeez. People are going to work at like 7 a.m.,
so one
6
night you're going to go to the hibachi bar.
Fair counterpoint. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, go check it out. Also, stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You can dial them up, 617-779-7937. You got 50. You got 10. We are back tomorrow with an on-the-clock segment. I think we're going to preview Wild Card Weekend.
Yes.
We got a Kiefer Madness as well.
Yes.
Plus a lot more on Pats and Chargers. It all starts tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.